On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And good morning. You're listening to WKOK Sunrise, and we are happy to be joined by John Zaktansky, and he is the Middle Susquehanna River Keeper and Executive Director of the Middle Susquehanna River Keeper Association. Good morning, John. So for folks who have no idea what a Susquehanna River Keeper is, you're the Middle Susquehanna River Keeper. Talk a little bit about your mission and work.
Sure. No, we are an association. We're based in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, but we cover 11,000 square miles of land that ultimately washes into or drains into the Susquehanna River's north and west branch. So we cover more than 20 counties worth of land that ultimately looking at the water resources for the river and the tributaries that go into it. And our job is to promote and protect the health and vibrancy of those waterways, and to do what we can to make sure that the aquatic ecosystem is protected, that we're all protected, and that we have clean water.
Okay, and the reason we're chatting with you today, this is amazing. You have written a book. First of all, how long have you been the river keeper?
I took over in February of 2020, right before the pandemic hit.
So in the span of that until now, you have written a book, which is incredible. You have just talk about how this book came about, and I will tell you, it is a beautiful book. It's definitely a Christmas item that a lot of folks might be interested in getting. Just talk about how you started writing this book.
Well, sure. I started off just writing articles to raise awareness. Obviously, during the pandemic, we couldn't get together and do in-person events, so we beefed up our online blog and our website to be a information hub. And as we came across certain topics and issues, everything from microplastics being in the waterways via some studies that we saw at Susquehanna University and other places, looking at fracking, looking at abandoned mine drainage and invasive species and a whole slew of other things. I wanted to get information out to people using my journalism background. That's kind of what I did previously, interviewed people, told their stories, and through telling their stories, educated people on a variety of different topics. So we started populating this blog from the moment I took over until we still are doing it with new stories regularly. And as we got more and more out there, and obviously our area doesn't always have the best internet connection, a lot of people aren't online, we wanted to get those stories in the hands of additional people. And so we thought doing it in a book form would be a way to do that. It would help us raise a little money for our association. But the main reason is to get more people aware of some of the issues within our waterways.
And if you take a look at this book, first of all, the title is Sentinels of the Susquehanna, Volume 1, 2020 through 2021, meaning I'm assuming another book is coming.
As we compile more stories and more information and tell more stories of people in the area, we definitely envision more volumes coming out in the future.
This book is beautiful. There's lots of photos, some taken by yourself and others that you have really probably worked to collect to complete this book, focusing on so many different topics, you know, some of the wildlife, the crayfish, also crawfish. I don't know, in some places I always said crayfish because I'm from Baltimore. But then focusing on the frogs and the construction that's going on near the river and the wildlife all around the river. It's, I guess I would say a lot of people who are really, you know, lovers of the river would enjoy reading this.
Yeah, we tried to give a full gamut. There's actually, we like to talk to people and get people's stories. So we have the stories of people ranging from fifth graders all the way through retirees, all with different types of passions. We have a veterinarian talking about studies she did with fracking. We have a fifth grader who did a bunch of trash pickup during the pandemic and talked about how he was a beacon for people of something to do during the pandemic to make a difference. And so we have a wide variety of cool stories about people, and they're all local, you know, within our watershed, greater watershed. And it's exciting to get out there, and it's gotten a great response in the short amount of time it's been available.
And would you agree that the pandemic actually increased, people's love for the river? I've noticed that a lot of people are really enjoying being outdoors because they were trapped up inside, and so this was their only safe way to get out and have some, you know, outdoor time along the river.
Definitely. If anything, a silver lining for outdoor lovers or people that care about the outdoors is that more people were out, on the river or on trails, fishing, hunting, camping, those type of things, just because that was our way to get out and to cope. And so we've seen an increase. More people are getting more of a vested interest, which is what we want. And now with that vested interest, they want to do something to protect some of those areas that they've fallen in love with, that they used therapeutically over the past year. And we're trying to provide those through some of these stories and links and other information to kind of give them an opportunity to make a difference in their own backyards.
Okay. Now, moving away from the book, you are seeking songs for the next Songs of Susquehanna. Talk about that.
Sure. Yeah. No, this was another effort to raise awareness and engage people during the pandemic in a safe way. So last year we started Songs of the Susquehanna, and we encouraged musicians from throughout the greater area to submit songs that were inspired by the river. And we've received a great response. We've got 46 songs from 36 musicians or musical groups, and a really cool mix of songs. And we, through an online feedback portal that we use on our website and through our board and some other people, we picked 20 to go on our initial album, but there are so many songs still out there that were great that we had received, and we knew there were potential for more new songs, that we decided to make it an annual event. So we're now collecting songs that are inspired by the river or the tributaries, our water resources, and through January 31st, we're looking for original songs, not just from battle-tested musicians that have been out there for a long time, because we have a great, rich depth of musician out there. Lots of cool genres and stuff. Our area is blessed with a great musical heritage. But also from students this year. We're really pushing and trying to get schools and school music departments involved, where students who have an idea for a song can hopefully get that down, work with their music teachers, and then get us those songs, and we can try to incorporate them as well.
Okay. And finally, you're also seeking votes for Catawissa Creek for River of the Year.
Yeah, one of those topics that we talked about, abandoned mine drainage, is a major issue in Catawissa Creek. It's a 41-mile tributary of the North Branch entering the river in Catawissa. And it's been life in that creek has been damaged quite a lot by five mine tunnels that have leaked acid and aluminum deposits that have killed a lot of the aquatic resources. There's been a lot done on the creek where they have treatment systems in certain spots and stuff that are working really well. There's one last treatment system they need, and by River of the Year, if it wins that designation, hopefully it pushes things across that we get that last treatment system. The creek should quickly turn around. And above and beyond that, we have a wide slate of cool activities and events and educational opportunities planned for the Catawissa if it was able to win, via the voting process.
And you can vote on the website?
Yeah, you can go to our website, MiddleSusquehannaRiverkeeper.org, and there's a link right on the front page. It'll take you to the voting platform. And, we've partnered with a lot of groups in the area to raise that awareness. And the neat thing is that it's the only waterway that's a finalist in the whole eastern half of the state within the whole Susquehanna watershed. So we're hoping to get support from the entire, everyone that's involved with waterway resources or schools or whatever within the Susquehanna watershed.
Okay. And talk about where you can get a copy of this book that we discussed.
Sure. You can do that as well on our website. Just go to MiddleSusquehannaRiverkeeper.org and then click on the blog link, and there's a blog article that you can click on, and it'll give you an opportunity. You can purchase them right at our office. I have a whole stack of them sitting right in front of me right now that people can purchase for $15 each, or you can purchase them online at Amazon.com. Just search Riverkeeper, and the book should pop up, or my last name. It's really unique, Zach Tansky, and then it should pop up quickly that way as well. And you can purchase it there for $20. There's a little extra cost with that process, but it can be shipped directly to your home that way.
Okay, and the book is called Sentinels of the Susquehanna by Middle Susquehanna River Keeper John Zaktansky. John, thank you so much for being on the program today. We really appreciate hearing from you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. You know, we're always open to discuss the different river issues, not just on the radio, but for anyone that wants to stop in our office or give me a call. You know, I'm always for making new connections.
All right, and have a great holiday, John. And you are listening to WKOK Sunrise.